Rural News Now. Maya Burry is with us now from Ōtautahi Christchurch. Maya, kia ora, orchardists. This is where we're starting today. They have support in their calls for a travel bubble with the Pacific.
Morena, Susie, that's right. So wine growers are backing calls from Hawke's Bay apple orchardists for the government to let more skilled workers from the Pacific into the country. The apple industry, it does say it's too late to save this season with fruit rotting due to that labour shortage, but they do want certainty for next season. It isn't too late, though, for the wine sector who need skilled Pacific workers for winter pruning. And James Dicey, he manages 300 hectares of vines in central Otago for Grape Vision. He says they've managed to find enough workers for summer with students and backpackers helping out, but he says they need skilled workers through the winter.
The job is repetitive but highly skilled. The staff need to take a season or two to get up to speed with what they need to do, and the struggle is to get access to those staff. So a lot of people have invested a lot of time, effort and money in the RSE staff. They are motivated, they are skilled, they're experienced, and the industry, the wine industry, is desperate for them to come in. So I fully support and endorse the call to open up a Pacific bubble. New Zealand is managing its COVID-19 situation very well, and the islands are likewise COVID-free. So if we're going from COVID-free to COVID-free, I don't see where the issue and the risk lies at the moment.
That's James Dicey from Grape Vision in central Otago, and he says he has 40 workers in Vanuatu that are ready to travel here.
So with that being the case, what's the response from the government to these calls?
Well, the Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, he says the government is analysing the number of spaces needed for New Zealanders wanting to come home. But he says if there is space available, he will push for more workers to be allowed in under the recognised seasonal employer or RSE scheme. He says that, you know, they are looking into this, but Nationals horticulture spokesperson David Bennett says the industry does have good reason to be frustrated at the government for not acting fast enough. He says that horticulturalists are once again going to be left in a situation where any attempt to help will be too late and limited in effect.
Now, also today, the best in the shearing business are flocking to Te Kuiti. I love a pun. This is for the New Zealand Shearing Championships.
Yeah, it should be a good one. It's a three-day competition in Te Kuiti, and it's back on its feet after its first ever cancellation last year because of COVID-19. The Shearing and Wool Handling Championships will see about 3,000 sheep get a high-speed trim, and there'll be more than 200 competitors taking part. Claire Granger is the show president, and she says another cancellation would have been devastating for shearing sports and the Te Kuiti town. So she says they're thrilled it's going ahead.
A great way to finish the season. Everyone in any sport wants to be the New Zealand champion. So, you know, competitors come here for that simple reason. And in usual years, they're also biding to compete in the UK circuit. But unfortunately, with COVID, their shows have been cancelled, so that won't be happening.
But if the shearing isn't enough to draw you in, Claire Granger says that coinciding with the event is the Great New Zealand Muster that takes place on Te Kuiti's main street on Saturday afternoon. And I think the best way to explain it, think a kind of more tame version of Spain's running of the bulls. The muster sees hundreds of sheep herded along the main drag, although the public are kept safe behind some fences. But Ms Granger says it's a real highlight.
Thank you very much, Maya Burry there in Ōtautahi Christchurch with that rural news.